Hello, everyone. I know it's not officially Friday at the moment, but for a lot of people, it's the final day of the week, so I'm going to release the episode today since most people have New Year's Eve and New Year's off. I'm Ryan Mew, and welcome to Unmuted Generations, the podcast centered around expanding horizons to live a happy and healthy lifestyle. 2020 is coming to an end, and it's been a really crazy year. Between COVID-19 and the pandemic in general, we had lockdowns, we had a very divisive election, some celebrities passed away, unemployment hit all-time highs. It's not necessarily the best year to log in the history books by any means. However, some people thrived amidst the pandemic. I think once the virus kept spreading, there was a certain point where we all knew, hey, this isn't gonna last like a couple weeks or even a month. This is gonna last all year and potentially into 2021. And as a result of not having to commute anymore and having more flexible working hours because everybody's home, a lot of us took the opportunity by the reins to do different things like spending time with family, starting communities, and creating tools where people could interact with each other. And I saw many people start their own passion project in side businesses or podcasts like myself, and I commend them. On a personal note for me, I not only started this podcast, but I also transitioned jobs to somewhere that fit my growth a little bit more. I mentored high school students and college students virtually. I got to spend more time with family. I got to do a lot of introspection and pick up DJing as a hobby, which was really fun. And on top of that, I went on all these safe travels on outdoor adventures with my girlfriend that I just failed to neglect in the past. And the really crazy part about it was that I just wanted to do more. It could have been because I was feeling symptoms of imposter syndrome. I didn't want to feel like a fraud, and I kept comparing myself to others, whether they made more money than me, or whether they had thousands of more followers and likes on Instagram or LinkedIn with the content they were creating compared to me. I didn't feel like I was doing enough. And it could also be because I have more workaholic tendencies, and when I don't feel productive, I get dissatisfied and I get annoyed at myself. After days of thinking what to talk about for this episode and really trying to do a deep dive on the diagnosis, I realized what it was. I'm 23 years old, and I want to do too many things at once. Don't get me wrong, this podcast is all about expanding your horizons and knowledge of the world, and I think it's really healthy, normal, and correct in general to feel the need to improve yourself. However, there are some instances in life where we take it to the extreme, and I think it's starting to grow a bit in our society, and it's a dangerous thing. I could throw all these facts and statistics out about multitasking, but to be honest, it's kind of boring, and I'd rather just tell you about my own personal experiences. I know people who are fitness advocates, and they do amazing things. They run marathons, they have a steady job, they're also full-time parents. I also know the other individuals who have the lucrative 10 different ways to make an income, and they speak at leadership conferences and host workshops, and they still have time to go on trips and adventures with their significant other. At the start of this year, I thought that the road of success meant I needed to be good and knowledgeable about everything. And I'm not gonna lie, it worked for a while. I balanced my relationship with my family and friends, I was posting all types of content, I got a new job, I worked out, I stayed fit, and I was doing pretty well off. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, I was working pretty hard, but I decided, hey, if I'm doing pretty good right now, I'll just take on more. I contemplated starting a side business with my peers, learning more about website development, even writing a book about our education system and the faults of it and how we could fix it. And I was just flat out hustling and grinding 24/7. But here's where the issue stems from. I failed to acknowledge that I'm not a superhuman. Burnout is a real thing, and time is simply an enemy that could never be defeated. Now, for those of you who aren't specifically aware of what burnout is, I describe it to you as a state of bleh, or a state of exhaustion, whether it be mental or physical, where you figuratively or literally hit a wall. Most of the time it's a mental one, where you just can't think and you sit there watching reruns of The Mandalorian, trying to get motivated to be more creative. But it could also be a physical one, with lack of sleep, fatigue, forgetfulness, and just low energy in general, hence I reference, you know, hitting a wall. After taking a much-needed vacation to San Diego, I was driving back in the car, and to give you some context, it was about a 2-hour drive back, and it was pretty quiet because it was at night. I was thinking of everything I added onto my plate, pretty much like a $20 Las Vegas buffet, all the extra stuff, and if it was worth it if I was just going to be average at everything. I like to try my best for whatever I'm working on. And this hurt my pride, not going to lie, knowing that I wouldn't be able to give my best at all the extra things I added onto my plate. But it was so peaceful at the same time to have a couple hours to think to myself, and it was something I hadn't done in a while up to that point. Pride comes before the fall, and I realized at that moment, if I didn't swallow my pride and drop some things, that I'd be stuck in a circadian rhythm of averageness. I alluded to a Las Vegas buffet, because sometimes we put a lot of stuff on our plate that we aren't gonna eat, that are just kinda bleh, and they aren't that good. It's extra stuff, and we should really be putting the stuff that nourishes us, that makes us happy. Lori Deshin was once quoted saying, "Sometimes it's perfectly okay and absolutely necessary to shut down, kick back, and do nothing." And it's December now, and my life has changed a lot. Not necessarily in regards to work or family, as I believe that those should always be priorities regardless, but I've gotten more time to work on the podcast and change up my format and make it more manageable for myself. I dropped the idea of having a side business book or any other thoughts of projects I've had, and I've also been able to expand my own personal horizons. With dropping my pride, I was able to start doing more fun things, like spend free time going out on dates with my girlfriend, or being a scary movie buff, or learning how to DJ with an actual controller. Most of all, I could say that the burnout is gone. I decided that instead of being the best at everything, I'm going to go all in and try to be the best at the things that are important to me. Being the best son, being a great friend, improving my finances, improving my relationship with my girlfriend, moving up the career ladder and work and making sure my clients are satisfied, and even learning how to DJ and grow this podcast. Anyways, the point of the episode is this. As we all leave 2020 and we go into a new year and we start thinking about what we want to really do in 2021, I'd love to share my personal New Year's resolution with you guys. And my resolution is to set more achievable goals and not stretch myself out too thin. And I encourage you all to commit to your own personal happiness and boundaries as opposed to committing to work, work, and more work in this amazing thing that we only have once called life heading into 2021. If you guys enjoyed this episode and want to hear more episodes like this, please subscribe to the podcast or follow the social media pages using the link in the description below. You could also leave a rating or review if you happen to enjoy this episode. I love feedback. And most of all, I hope that you all have a really happy new year with your friends, family, and loved ones, whether it be virtually or physically in person. I'll see you guys in 2021. Take it easy.